You, but that's just great stuff. Kind of reminds me of back in the day, so to speak. There was a legendary jazz pianist named Arnie Carruthers who had a son who is a fantastic saxophone player, among other things. And back in the day, I used to play tenor sax in a past life, a little bit of tenor sax from grade school on up. And at one point, I took some lessons from Arnie Carruthers' son, and that was a lot of fun. So anyway, his son Don would probably refer to that tune as Funkin' Groovin'. So it's good stuff. Anyway, I want to kind of segue here in a second. But again, from that point about what Lott observed, I'm sure you can probably relate, you know, as we're giving thanks, it becomes difficult, I'm sure you experienced this. If you listen to this network at all, if you're seeing what's actually happening around you, then you have to experience this to some degree, to be sure. Again, from 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6, if he, God, capital H, condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and that's really where I wanted to go here in a second, but not right now, because we have this infantile nature. I mentioned the broader context of Santayana's quote, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, and that being the forgetfulness, essentially, the amnesia that is induced in this culture, but we're not going to go there yet. So if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction by reducing them to ashes, having made them an example to those who would live ungodly lives thereafter, and again, the amnesia. And what happens in that? You know, I've mentioned Jaron Lanier's book, You Are Not a Gadget, a Manifesto, and he does a good job of explaining this infantile culture that has arisen out of Silicon Valley and gripped the entire world, essentially. It's this perpetual state of infancy. He talks about cephalopods, for example, and how when they're born, they just, you know, it's a clean slate. They are not learning anything. And what would the world be like if they had a childhood? We'd probably be ruled by cephalopods. Anyway, he has some good, you know, anecdotal little profound points that he makes, Jaron Lanier, in his book. But this is a problem that's plaguing us. We're regressing, and we should be remembering these lessons. So hopefully that sort of colors our thanksgiving, if you will. Anyway, continuing, verse 7, and if he rescued righteous Lot, oppressed by the sensual conduct of unprincipled men, this seems to be on the rise in Romans chapter 1 fashion. We're condoning and we have folks advocating it. For by what he saw, Lot, and heard, that righteous man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation and to keep unrighteous under, to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment. So, you know, a penitent heart is sort of a sine qua non of thanksgiving, I would say. Hopefully that makes sense. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris, before I get to my call, you know, you brought up sex.
Yeah.
Back in the early 80s, I was working midnights in Detroit. I'm standing on a downtown corner. Had the radio playing in the truck with some jazz, WJZZ out of Detroit. And a guy walked up to me. He said, hey, I like your music. How would you describe, if you had to define jazz, what would you call it? And I said, that's easy. It's all the right notes in the wrong place at the right time. Turned out it was Wynton Marsalis. I had no idea.
Wow.
Okay.
Really? Seriously?
And he said, hey, I like that. Can I? Yeah. He said, I like that. Can I use that? And I said, sure. And then he introduced himself. And then a couple years later, I'm driving a cab, and I've got Wynton and his brother and his father in this. It wasn't really a city cab. It was more like a limo. And so I'm riding down the road talking music with the Marsalises. It was really unbelievable. But the reason I called, Chris, is before, man, the freedom that comes in knowing the truth, to be free indeed, and also the secondary blessing of knowing who he is and what the truth is the fact that he has honored me, not that I'm some kind of brilliant person, but to reveal his truths to me and then have it not necessarily verified, but corroborated by knowing people that I can count on one hand, literally four people that I can count on that understand things in a similar manner, not because I believe it or Chris believes it, but because we're all being shown the same thing in order for God to be able to say, hey, you're not nuts. And that to me is awesome, man. What a blessing. So
yeah, and again, that's like why I emphasize.
I can count on one hand.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I emphasize that point. You know, the secret decoder ring, and like Peter put it, you know, 2 Peter 1:20, know this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. So it's that, you know, getting it. It's the hut. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thankful for Chris Hinckley, you know, and something that came to mind, you know, we're told that the Antichrist won't be given to women. Well, Christ was given to Mary to give birth. Isn't it something that now since in the last week or so, if the Antichrist is actually an AI, that could be not that he's homosexual, not that he won't have a desire for women, but the Antichrist is going to come about not through a woman, not through a virgin, not even through a woman of the night, in a nice way of saying it, not even through a prostitute.
Yeah.
Not going to be given to a woman to come into existence. It's going to be science and technology and man's prideful arrogance.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I had. So thank you for the board op. Thank you for Chris Hinckley. Thank you. You know, there's, like I said, there's four or five people. I can count them on one hand. And none of them that I've met personally except one. I met him on the radio, or I met him through email and wound up being able to communicate and have conversations. And like I've said before, when you pick the phone up or I pick the phone up to call a friend and they've got the phone in their hand getting ready to call me and we're calling about the same, for lack of a better term, revelation, how awesome is that? God's not even letting the phone ring. He's just saying, you two need to talk.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's cool.
That's what I had. So thanks, Chris.
Thank you, John.
God bless you. Anybody that's listening, man, seriously, make matters right with your Creator through Jesus Christ before it's too late. There's not a lot of time left. We don't have a guarantee for the next minute, much less the next day. Take care.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. And, you know, that point about the AI, there's a lot more to say on that. I think that, again, Jaron Lanier, you know, he is sort of the antidote. You have the, you know, Kurzweil's The Age of Spiritual Machines, and the antidote to that is Jaron Lanier's You Are Not a Gadget, a manifesto. Really, I kind of believe that. It's interesting, too, because Lanier is not a Christian, at least not from what I can gather. He, you know, speaks to that a little bit. Not that... you know, not that I take issue with that, I suppose, is a way to say that. I really don't. I think that the points that he makes are provocative. It's just interesting, you know, it's the kinds of things that he writes you would expect from, I don't know, someone like me or someone like John, perhaps. So that's interesting. But he does a good job of speaking to this. And so the one point that I would add to what John said is the same kind of thing that I said the last time Richie from Boston was on last week. And it's just that there will be a handoff. You know, one of the points that I was going to get to in Lanier's book is, you know, we hear about this religion, really, this cult following of the singularity, a technological rapture. And like Jaron Lanier puts it, you know, this belief that you can somebody can scoop the contents of your brain up and dump them into your laptop and you'll live forever. But like Lanier says, what chapter is that? I forget what chapter it is. But he writes in the chapter titled, What is a Person? Information doesn't deserve to be free. He writes, cybernetic totalists love to think of the stuff as if it were alive and had its own ideas and ambitions? What if information is inanimate? What if it's even less than inanimate, a mere artifact of human thought? What if only humans are real and information is not? Ooh, that's a provocative thought, you know? And so if that's true, then all of this singularity nonsense is for naught. Think about it. So then what's really happening? Because the possibility exists. When you read Jaron Lanier's You Are Not a Gadget, you are you're confronted with the reality that all of this, what I call assumptive tyranny, this one-button society, we have queried the data, and it all says this is the best way to do things. Suddenly you realize that's not true. Not only is it not true, it's disingenuous in many cases. So if information is less than inanimate, if it's just kind of like, tracks in the road from where we've been, then what's all the singularity business all about? And so that gets to the point that I made the last time that Richie from Boston was on this broadcast last week, that there is a handoff coming, to John's point. You see what I'm saying? There's a handoff from all the singularity stuff. That's transhumanism. We can live forever. It's never been about that. It's a handoff to posthumanism and all that portends, exactly what John was talking about. So I want to stick on Thanksgiving and not get too far off on that. But speaking of Wynton Marcellus and the Marcellus family, super talented people. Wynton Marcellus is probably the most highly recognizable figure in the family. I'm a sax player, so Branford Marcellus is the guy that I kind of would gravitate to. But Winford Marcellus, super talented. The whole family, though. Delfeo, Jason, the whole family is very musically inclined, and the Bordoff reminded me that Arnie Carruthers' wife, Charlotte, also an amazing songstress. So that's good stuff. I really like the kind of direction that today's broadcast is going. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Mark in North Carolina. Mark, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call, and happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone.
Thanks, you too.
I appreciate that. A little homework. I called about 6 months ago. I'm just saying, give or take. And I was mocking Satan and Lucifer, and so I just want everybody to know I'm fine. Don't worry about it. That's what I do. So, but on the subject of Thanksgiving, I would like to second John, the previous caller's sentiment. We don't know what time Jesus is going to return. In fact, when we move on, when he passed away, he's effectively returning for us at that moment. So always, that's the most important, I would say. Imagine yourself in almost a sensory deprivation environment where there's only you, there's nothing around you, there's no singularity, there's nothing but you and Almighty God. And then you are in that relationship with him. And so when you come to Thanksgiving, please be sure that you not only understand why you need to give thanks, but also comprehend the reasons why you need to give thanks. If you have to spend the day thinking about why should I be thankful before you even speak the words, thank you, Almighty God, thank you, Jesus. You understand? Because words can be empty. Words are, they say, are cheap. Actions speak louder than words. It's easy to say, thanks a lot, Chris, for taking my call, and then I go off on a tangent that's off topic. That's not showing appreciation. That's not understanding why I should be thankful that you're taking my call. And RBN's there to support you to do that. And why I should
Absolutely.
Support RBN.
Absolutely. Well said. A lot of things come to mind, not the least of them. Jesus saying, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Great points. Mark, stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Oh my God. Turkey. With pillowy mounds of mashed potatoes. Butter-drenched dressing. Tiny onions. Swimming in a sea of cream sauce. Oh.
There's certainly that too, isn't there? We're back. We're on the phones. We have Mark in North Carolina on the phone. Mark, you're making some great points. Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Chris. Would like to also point out that no matter how bad things may seem in our personal lives, there are probably several billion people on the planet who would trade places with us in an instant. So I tell people, when I'm done counting my blessings, I'll start counting my curses, and I'll never do that because I'll never be able to stop finding a blessing to be thankful for.
Again, I agree. Well said. It reminds me of F. Scott Fitzgerald, who said, whenever you feel like criticizing anyone, just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the advantages that you've had, which is a provocative thought along the lines of what you're saying, because, you know, who knows who those other people are? Well, that's just the point. It's just the point that you're making. You know what I mean?
That's right, because we can't – that's when it really comes down to is a one-on-one relationship with God. We are not accountable to anyone except the Father gave it to Jesus the Christ to be our judge and forgiver, you know, our redemption. So no matter what someone says, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what you feel you need to do, if one always keeps in mind that at the last moment, at the last trump, it will be between us and Almighty God. There will be no one in between us. We cannot point the finger at somebody else and say, hey, they blamed us, or they made us do it, or we were only doing our job. God's not going to say, oh, that's okay then. Of course, there are mitigating circumstances. I don't want to put a lot of pressure on people. If you even look at this world with all the electronic mind control, I mean, we're almost in a generation that people can't do a lot to you know, they're almost in the trap right now.
Absolutely.
God does, I can assure you that he does mitigate, you know, he takes into account our life and the lives that we are put into when our, you know, it's time to make our, you know, call. And we actually judge ourselves. We see our lives, and at the end, we have an opened heart, and we can understand and say, hey, I was wrong there. I don't deserve eternal life, and there's no works I can do to deserve eternal life. Only by the grace of God can I have eternal life in paradise. And that's when God said, God is a respecter of no man. We cannot reach salvation through works. However, when we thank God, how do I thank Chris Hinckley for taking my call? By not going on a tangent, by doing something positive for Chris's show. Okay, so how do we thank God? Is it just empty words, or do we, if it's just in our own lives where we develop ourselves to be on a better walk, a more righteous walk with God, or we can walk down the street and pick up a piece of litter in the neighborhood to make the neighborhood look better, or we can split our Thanksgiving meal with a homeless person who's starving. What we do, we're often God's hands in this world to do his will. And that's, if I had an emergency, you just waxed your car, I had an emergency, I had to go to the hospital, and you drove me in the rainstorm and get back when I'm better, hey, I'm going to wash and wax your car for you. I'm not just going to say, thanks, Chris. I'm going to, like, make your car better than it was to show my appreciation. And that's how we can thank God, not just with words, but with our actions.
Well said. Makes sense. Absolutely. Yeah. Well said. I mean, can't be said any better. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to take up the whole show, but I'm sure there's other callers. But I do want to thank you, and I appreciate you and RBN and all my brothers and sisters out there. And just keep the faith. All power and authority has been given to Jesus the Christ from the Father. I don't care what Lucifer thinks he's going to do. It ain't going to happen, okay? They wanted a Tower of Babel. It didn't happen. Before Noah's time, what they were doing, it was wiped out. What they're doing now, the AI and people with transfusion, they're worried about all this stuff. In an instant, the phone I'm talking on, the equipment that's being used to broadcast this show is going to evaporate. It's going to vanish. It's not going to exist anymore. Everything you see around you is going to, in a hiss, it's going to evaporate when Jesus returns, and there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. So it doesn't matter. This is only about between you and Almighty God, and me and Almighty God. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I got a lot of work to do, okay? I'm never going to finish. And I say, well, when I move on from here, if I hear Jesus say, well done, my good and faithful servant, that's all I want out of this world.
Yep.
Brother. All right, well, God Absolutely. Bless everyone. Have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving, man.
Thanks, Mark.
To everyone.
I appreciate your remarks. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Well said. I mean, can't say it any better than that, I would argue. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back.
Then I go to my
bottom of the second hour this Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017, the day before the official Day of Thanks in this country. And I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for the board op today because every day. But, you know, today the music is, I think, definitely on point. So I appreciate that. Mark's call was fantastic. Hands, feet, eyes, and ears, indeed. 1 Corinthians 12, you know, just to kind of echo his sentiments. It's fantastic stuff. Saved by grace through faith, indeed. But as James wrote, faith without works is dead. 2 James chapter 2, 14 through 17 in particular. What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing or in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. One of my favorite passages is Psalm 15:4. B, I would say, which really I think typifies that sentiment. And as I've said before, Psalm 15 is very short. Basically, the psalmist is asking, Lord, who gets to spend time with you? I mean, that's the way David starts out. Psalm 51, a psalm of David. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? It's kind of like, you know, you think of Moses. Who gets to hang out with you? Who gets to be that close? God is no respecter of persons. But, you know, who gets to be close to you? And so that person is described in the five short verses of Psalm 15, but verse 4 reads, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord. And here's the thing that always sticks with me. He swears to his own hurt and does not change. What about those difficult moments? Kind of, you know, building on what Mark was saying, what about those difficult moments? What if, you know, to use his analogy, what if, you know, I've waxed the car or whatever, and he needs a ride, and it's going to be inconvenient and not only put me out, but I may encounter some hardship in some way. Then what do we do? Isn't that what Jesus did? He swears to his own hurt and does not change. Jesus in the garden, sweating blood, saying, if it's possible, let this cup pass. I mean, I don't know. Sane people say I'm not suicidal. I'm not a masochist. But, you know, if it has to happen, Lord. So, you know, Jesus in the garden sweating drops of blood says, if it's possible, let this cup pass, but not my will, yours. So he swears to his own hurt and does not change. And last but not least, you know, I said it before, I think Mark kind of echoed the sentiment. And so if I don't misunderstand, just kind of springboarding on that, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Be subject to one another. But we're only accountable to him. The writer of Hebrews writes in Hebrews 4:13, there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him, capital H, with whom we have to do. In other words, we all give account to him. When we stand before God, that will strip away all the immaturity immediately. We won't have, there will be no compunction to say, but you know, she made me, or he, it was his, you know, no, not going to happen. So hopefully all of that just adds to Mark's fantastic points. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Joe in Rhode Island. Joe, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Chris. Chris, it's great to hear someone talk about Thanksgiving to the Heavenly Father. You don't hear much of that today. And I'm sure it makes his ears feel very, very good to hear someone thank him. You know, I sometimes I lead young people in prayer for sporting events or different events. And I point out to tell them that to petition the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus Christ, is very important. And to petition him in sincerity after contrition of sins. But the most important thing in your prayer is that after your prayer is given and the Father acts on it, to give him thanks for answering your prayer. Very, very important to give thanks after he answers your prayer.
Yep.
In this day of Thanksgiving, this is what should be done. Yep. Can I read a few verses, Chris, from
sure.
Proverbs
Go ahead, Joe.
Chapter 8?
Yeah.
This is wisdom speaking, wisdom itself. By me, kings reign. This is Proverbs 8:15. By me, kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Jesus said, I come in the volume of the book, get to know me. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches. This is wisdom speaking. And righteousness. My fruit is better than gold. Yea, than fine gold. And my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasuries. Thank you, Chris. Any comment?
Yeah, absolutely. On wisdom, that's a fantastic passage. And backing up a little bit in Proverbs chapter 7, wisdom is something special. Like you said, this is wisdom speaking. And Proverbs 7:4 says, well, backing up maybe a little bit, even before that, beginning of Proverbs chapter 7, my son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live. And my teaching is the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. But here's, you know, getting to your point. Verse 4, say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend. And so when you think of wisdom and understanding in that context, say to wisdom, you are my sister, call understanding your intimate friend. These are not just things to learn. This is not some kind of memorization technique. This is, it's like a person, basically. If you were going to get to know somebody and you were going to call someone your intimate friend, then you probably know them intimately, obviously, not to be redundant, but it's more than just a memorization technique. It's something, you know, it's a very deep sort of relationship. And so that's kind of the operative concept to kind of build on what you're saying there.
Kind of a family thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of a family thing.
It's a relationship
next verse,
with wisdom. Yep.
Yeah. That next verse is very, very important too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That they may keep thee from the strange woman, that's the Zur in the Hebrew, and from the stranger, that's the Nakar, which fluttereth her words. People should look into that. The Zur and the Nakar was different type of woman, strange women. Look into that a little deeper and they'd get a real blessing from it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the entire chapter, really, chapter 7 is dedicated to that. That
yeah, seven and eight, very valuable.
Yep, absolutely.
Very valuable, Chris. Thanks for bringing me back to that seven. Yeah, that was fabulous. Tied right into that.
Yeah. And, thanks for your call, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, Chris. Carry on, Chris.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Back to the phones. Let's grab Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, I was glad you had this show, too, and it really has helped me. But
good.
I was going to say that, do you have that, do they still sell that Franklin little computer? I'm not nowhere near a Christian bookstore, but where the whole Bible is on the computer and you could look up any scripture you want to.
Yeah, you can. There are several apps that you can download too. There are some great programs. The guys at Blue Letter Bible do a good job. If you go to blueletterbible.org, that's one of many of the platforms that you can use as a scriptural reference that has numerous translations and lots of notes and things. There are a number of others. I would say Blue Letter Bible is probably my favorite. And then there are apps like Olive Tree and things that you can download on different devices, mobile devices.
Okay.
So for the being, until the famine kicks in, the Amos 8:11 and 12 famine for hearing the word of God, until that famine kicks in. And I really believe that there will be, you know, that kind of a famine pretty soon.
Oh, I think it's on the way.
I agree.
They're teaching kids it's Turkey Day, and then they have a cartoon movie, and the turkey comes back from the future after he's pardoned, and he's in his space mobile.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, there's the cartoon where this guy's delivered pizzas in an ambulance, and the bottom of it said, after three of these visits, we can use the ambulance.
Yeah.
So it's funny in a way, but in a way, it's teaching you, would you rather have pizza than turkey? No, it's one of the best foods God could have given as an example for Thanksgiving to God.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of people thinking, like I do a lot, what's the use? You know, you do so much for people, and of course, it's never enough, but. They persecute you, and so I thought of that scripture because I've heard somebody today talking about how bad it is in the country, how everybody wants to lie, cheat, steal, just sell their product and whatever they have to do, and I thought of that, but it's not just a product; they will persecute you because you're a Christian. Just because you're a Christian, they can tell and how much they know if you didn't even open your mouth. They can tell, and I thought of that scripture, which we should think about a lot. It said, "Blessed are you when men persecute you and say all manner of evil against you, for my sake. For great is your reward in heaven." Right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Where is that? See, I don't know where it is, but. It comes to mind sometimes, and it does help because you should lay up your rewards in heaven, and because you're going to be there a long, long time, and this little breath of air here surely isn't worth what people do to get things right now, And that's what kids need to know. So y'all, all your callers, that's the kind of men I want to hear. I don't want to hear. I want to hear men that take care of women. Don't get me wrong. I want to hear the righteous men. The Lord told me they're going to step forward. Ooh, they're going to step forward someday. So I keep saying, "There's not enough, Lord. There's not enough." But they are. You just have to know where to find them.
Absolutely.
And when I think I mentioned to you one time that book by William J. Federer. God and Country has 400 pages of quotes of the founding fathers. They weren't Christians. They were just deists. Oh, no. When you quote their own words and their own deeds, you are you know, be lying, the history that they're teaching kids now, you know? Oh, well, I'll let you go because I want to hear more from other people. Thank you. God bless you.
Well,
have a happy
day. You too, Pat. Before you go, a couple of things. The passage that you're talking about is in the Beatitudes. I believe it's Matthew 5:11 and 12.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the operative concept there, and that's a great point that you raise. So, the Beatitudes. A couple of other things, real fast. You know, Turkey. I agree, and thankful for. I'm you know. Thankful for that L-tryptophan-induced narcoleptic coma. Just kidding. The lying, cheating, selling a product. You know, I would say, hopefully forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. They're doing it in Bernaysian fashion because that's what sales is these days. And a note on the persecution I'll mention when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Pops, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah.
That is indeed the secret.
If lots of us
loved each other. Welcome back. Final segment of today's broadcast, this day before Thanksgiving. Really, honestly, if you ask me, could you sum up the Bible in a concept? Yes, it's do love, do perfect love. And in a word, it's love. Romans 5:8 really is what it comes down to. So to Pat's point, a couple of things. Yes, the persecution in Matthew 5:11, but beware, folks, of that feigned persecution that the Union Jack talks about, published back in 1971. The reaction to this feigned persecution is to deceive humanity into a world social state in the name of Jesus Christ. And from the prologue of the Union Jack, Americans will be surprised to learn that America is being used as the major incubator of this neo-Orthodox Christianity, which is not antagonistic to Marxian communism at all, but is indeed the spirit of it. So I just kind of add that, temper the spirit of persecution with that. There is real persecution, no doubt about it. But there's also this feigned persecution that you see more often than not these days because of what I just mentioned. So temper with that. Pat, I thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Great points.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the phones real quick in the remaining moments and grab William in Montana. William, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris, and hey, everyone William. Who's listening. I just want to be thankful for people who are still trying to make peace in this world, especially with our brothers and sisters, our Christian brothers and sisters in Russia. We've been propagandized that this whole Cold War, war beating of drums, and I think that many people understand that there are many people in Russia who are our brothers and sisters, and, you know, blessed are the peacemakers, for they
Absolutely.
Shall be called the sons of God. And we have to work for that, because that's one of the ever-present dangers that seems to be being fanned out of control to try to make, drive a huge spear between us and make us enemies, when actually there are many, many people in Russia who are really a part of a revolution of the spirit, and we should embrace that. And I want to thank you for your work, too. I'm very thankful for it.
Thanks, William. I agree with your sentiments. Absolutely. Speaking of the Beatitudes, Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And so there are a lot of folks that I think listen to this network that certainly fit that description. Anyway, I appreciate your call, William. Thank you for your sentiments and your complimentary remarks about this broadcast. My thanks to all the callers. I really do hope that it is a time that is marked by the spirit of Thanksgiving this weekend. That'll do it for today's broadcast. See you next week. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.